The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is politics. Each of my guests will discuss a political topic. My first guest kicks off our coverage of the Ventura City Council race. He's one of two incumbents running for re-election. We'll discuss the challenges he sees facing Ventura and his platform to address those challenges. My second guest is a challenger for the Ventura City Council race, a longtime Ventura native. We'll discuss the challenges he sees facing Ventura and how he plans to address those challenges. My third guest is uniquely qualified to be the chief advocate of Revent LLC and the founder of Voices in Advocacy. We'll get his slant on the seven actions for highly effective advocates. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. First, I should tell you that the City Council candidates' interviews are brought to you by Halter and Encinas Landscaping, who will be opening on Saturday, November the 19th, a new store, Villa Tasca Garden Center at 2057 East Thompson Boulevard, located at the intersection of Thompson and Catalina in Ventura. Contact them for your gardening and landscaping needs at 805-701-2486. They'll give you 15% off all of your purchases between now and the end of the year at Villa Tasca Garden Centers. Let me explain the format of the candidates' interviews, because all council candidates were invited to participate. 9 of 11 agreed to do the interview. Martin Armstrong declined to do the interview, and Ed Alamillo did not respond to my request, despite reminders to do so. The candidates will be asked the same set of questions, and the candidates were given these questions in advance of the interview. My first guest is Carl Morehouse, and he's been a resident of San Buenaventura since 1986. Carl is seeking a fourth term on the City Council after initially being seated in December of 1999. Carl served as the deputy mayor from 2003 to 2005, and he served as the mayor from 2005 to 2007 at the close of his second term. Carl is an advocate for the principles of sustainable development, who believes in the three E's, economy, environment, and social equity, and also believes in the sustainable business model that's being purported countrywide. Carl has worked as a land use planner for over 30 years, most recently for the County of Ventura as a project planner with over 20 years. He retired in December of 2006. He now has his own land use consulting firm. Carl earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science from Purdue University and his Master's degree in Public Affairs with a concentration in both Urban Planning and City Administration from Indiana University's School of Public and Environmental Affairs. In his spare time, Carl enjoys hiking, biking, playing guitar, and singing, drawing, painting, cooking. He also enjoys the martial arts, which he has studied off and on for the past 35 years. Carl, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Very good, Bill, and thank you for inviting me. It's great to have a local talk show to still cover things. I remember back to the days of Carl, forgot his last name. He used to be the last alive person interviewed.
Well, there you go. It's been so long you've forgotten his last name. Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and it's a pleasure to have all of the City Council candidates on the show today. Let's just start off with a big picture item. What draws you to civic service on the City Council, Carl?
Well, I've had a professional career in government for quite a while, and actually, if people recall back, my first appearance came in 1997 when I saw something was happening as a resident that was a land use related thing that kind of stirred my soul, and that was the idea of this kind of field of dreams that we were considering down in the Auto Mall, and I just thought it was a poor use of our city's money, and certainly a detriment to all the efforts that we put downtown. We were going to suddenly siphon off all of the energy from our downtown and put it on the east end and across the highway. That wouldn't keep our downtown going, or even our mall, which we were working on. So I stepped up to the plate and said, this is kind of crazy. People recruited me, and first I was reluctant, and then I rethought it, and here I am.
Reluctant participant, but now, three terms later, seeking a fourth term. Well, Carl, let's get into some specifics if we can, please, and let's talk about something that you just mentioned, and that's the economic vibrancy of Ventura. What will you do to attract and retain more jobs in Ventura?
Well, I love that question, because I always make it sound like one individual somehow has got Harry Potter skills or something like that. In fact, I've been listening to people say for the last two decades, I'm going to bring 1,000 jobs or fill in the blank. And what do they say in Texas? That's talking through your hat. Here's the fact of the matter. We're in a global, national, state, regional economy. There are 482 cities in this state alone that are going through the same issue. How are we going to get jobs? Keep in mind what the factors are that create jobs. One of them is an educated workforce. The second is availability and access. The third is housing prices. Where are we right now? Well, if you look at the census, we're headed towards Santa Barbara, an old, wealthier, retired community. That makes it really hard on young people coming here for jobs, trying to find some housing that they can stay in. So one of the problems we have and have been doing as we've gone through our efforts to approve housing is to make sure that we have the right mix of housing and housing type that allow those people to come here, particularly if they're young and single and they want to be downtown where the action is right now at this stage of their life. Unfortunately, we all know what happened to the economy in terms of housing. The accessibility issue is a greater one because we all know it's harder than heck to get off the highway here. We're working right now on trying to reconfigure Oak Street. I've been a big proponent for a decent, what I call a multimodal train station. It's a fancy name, but it's something that actually the federal government and funds are available to pursue right now. I don't think it'll happen as far as construction right away, but I would like to see us have a better presence when people arrive from out of town as visitors, or if they're coming in on Metrolink, to not just get off at a platform at the fairgrounds and go, wow, what a neat parking lot. So we rather have a place where they can come and they can hook up to an intercity bus or an intra-city jitney service, or bring their bikes up for a day or whatever. The last part is the educated workforce. Of course, the city is not in charge of education, so we have to continue our partnerships with Ventura College, the other educational institutions, Cal State Channel Islands, wherever we can, to make sure that the training is going for the jobs that we need. We have a spectacular advantage in this city, and then we have two hospitals. There are some cities that would be happy to have one. We've got the synergy there of all this wonderful medical community. Gives us an opportunity for a lot of well-educated workforce. So continue to work with the community college system, D.C., to make sure that they're producing the kind of people that those jobs can fill. That'll give us some better income streams.
Well, without a doubt. My guest is Carl Morehouse. He's running for the Ventura City Council. It will be his fourth term if he is reelected. And, Carl, in your answer, you gave some great advice about the new jobs. But let's talk about retaining jobs as well, because that has been a problem within Ventura in addition to getting new jobs here. What steps will you take to help retain jobs so that we don't have a gap leaving with a big warehouse facility or Kinko's moving to Texas, that
type
of thing?
Well, now, let's back up on the Kinko's, and let's do another reality check. If you go down and talk to Dan Fredrickson, who built the building downtown, he used to be VP of Kinko's, he will tell you outright that was a corporate decision. They wanted to centralize in Texas. There was no standing on our heads singing, you know, Dixie or anything that was going to keep them here. They already had that game plan in mind. What we need to do, though, and this is serious for all Venturans, and it's something I've been promoting on the council for a number of years, the entire council's working on it, shop local. How are you going to keep jobs here if people won't behave properly? If you really want, you know, Avenue Hardware to survive, you can't just buy one bolt for 5 cents every 2 years up there. Go shopping at Lowe's, you're supporting them. These places will disappear. You have to frequent the mom and pops. You have to support them because that's where the jobs are. Don't go across the river. Don't shop online. Don't shop by catalog. Support our local businesses. That helps retain businesses right there.
And that is an important factor. Everybody believes in shop local. How will...
Well, I don't think everybody does believe that. That's part of the...
Well, that it's like motherhood and apple pie. Everybody says that they believe it.
Yes.
Whether they act on it, that's another thing.
Yes.
In their mind, they believe it. They may not act on it. But my point is this. What can the city do to help small businesses with a shop local type program?
Well, I think we've been doing pretty good things. I mean, I know I hear complaints about process and And it's like everything else in life. You know, where you stand depends on where you sit, or vice versa. Fact of the matter is that we've actually been doing some pretty good jobs with our funds from our Economic Development Department in trying to give small business loans. Anybody's familiar with the Wine Cave, and Nick, he started off as something that we helped out with. We just recently had Four Bricks Winery open here, had to go through our permitting process. Actually, one of the owners is an employee of the city of Simi Valley, and she was amazed at how easily they went through and how cooperative our staff was. We've had several other businesses that opened, and they said the same thing. I believe Panera Bread, we just went in. So we can make sure that at the front of a process, we're very clear about our process, what's involved, all the different steps along the way, all the different departments and agencies that are involved, what their requirements are, so that nobody gets hung up halfway down the road and go, I didn't hear about this, I didn't know about it.
All right, that makes sense. That makes sense. My guest is Carl Morehouse, running for Ventura City Council. Carl, sort of keeping with this economic theme, let's talk a little bit about tourism. What steps can you help to initiate, or can you do to increase tourism here in Ventura?
Well, again, the city council currently, while I've been on it, been very supportive of working with our Visitors Convention Bureau. We're always trying to find, of course, more funding in our pot for that, and everything that gets tapped out of the general fund, that's the pot that keeps shrinking, and we've got to disperse it to more places and spread it around. But we've been looking at maybe if we could find a portion more of the transient occupancy tax, often called the bed tax, if we could use a part of that. You know that we recently joined in with the cities of Oxnard, Camarillo to create what they call a tourism bid. The idea is that we can get more bang for the buck for all of those hotels working together. It took all three cities to sign on. We were happy to do that. Been my contention all along, like say I go back to my multimodal transit center, that's not something that's going to happen immediately, but I think Venturans with a long vision, realizing that we're in such a spectacular climate, if we're going to truly make one of our economic legs as our tourism base, and we've certainly got the climate for it, then we need to do a better presence presenting ourselves. It's hard to get in and out of the city. We don't have an airport like Santa Barbara. We don't have even a beautiful train station like Santa Barbara. So the presence is you get off a platform and Amtrak at the fairgrounds and stare at an empty parking lot is not very inviting. I think we need to remedy that. The other part of it is, of course, our front porch is our promenade. We've been putting money in from our capital improvements and fixing that up because that is something people see immediately. The third part, of course, is our beaches. Part of it we control, which goes from the pier up to Surfers Point, but a great portion of that is, of course, under the control of the state. We have to continue to work with them to make sure that those are always groomed and well taken care of in light of all the other concerns from the Coastal Commission and the Parks and Recreation Department.
All right. My guest is Carl Morehouse. He is seeking re-election to the Ventura City Council. Carl, what is your position on growth and development in Ventura? And specifically, how can we maintain a sort of family-oriented lifestyle if there isn't this adequate, affordable housing for young people?
Well, I think that's a $64 billion question. You know, it's something we've been working on for a long time. I'm not an anti-growth person. I never have been. As a planner, we're trained in balance. But I think it's important reflecting the community values, which we've seen sometimes demonstrated in terms of the ballot initiatives, which, you know, the state allows you to do that in the Constitution. We get people rising up and they're concerned about where it's going to grow, whether it's out into the farmland or up into the hills, or whether they now don't want density when they don't want to sprawl. So the question is, how do we do that? And I think we have to continue to be very clear. And this is, people say we overplan, but, you know, if you don't plan, it's kind of ready, fire, aim. I think we need to have very clear definition, reflect the community values through a process. I'm all about process. That's democracy. Make sure that the people have expressed what they want, and then make it very clear to the developers that's what our community standards are, and don't roll over. Because if it's something that's not to scale and something that's not attractive, we'll hear about it from the citizens real quickly, and they may take up another ballot initiative.
Well, ballot initiatives are one way in which citizens can express their opinions, and certainly they do that. But recently, I want to ask you about the Freeney case, which was a loss. Now they've actually initiated a lawsuit against the city. They allege that the city council misled them about this senior housing project that they're building out on the east side. Now, I know you're unable to comment on the lawsuits, and I'm not asking you to do that. But I want you to comment on the process and the plans. How can the plans pass the design review committee, then go past the planning council, be on public display, display for not days, but weeks at a time, and then have the project stopped by a vocal minority who passed up the opportunity to object at the DRC and the Planning Commission.
Okay, let me talk in the abstract, because clearly I'm one of the parties named in the Freeney lawsuit. It's inappropriate for me. In fact, we're discussing tonight in closed session that very lawsuit. So I'm really not at liberty to go into any of that. Let me talk in a greater sense about the process, though. We have been, again, in the city changing over a period of time, and it's actually been probably about the past decade, as a result of some of these ballot initiatives to better change our rules and regulations to reflect the community values for what they want for design. People who started in when that gate was half open and saw the rules kind of quote-unquote switch on them are frustrated. I understand that frustration. But if we continued to build, and I don't want to say the same old crap, that's not appropriate, but if we'd been building in the style that we'd been building, we would have certainly heard about it from the majority of the citizens in some form or fashion. A lot of people came in the door at a different time. We have a new community development director, very progressive. We have a number of other steps along the way that we're trying to make it very, very clear at the front what people want. Now, sometimes people don't hear. If you're a developer, and I know this from experience, and being on the other side of the counter, they interpret what they want to hear. They don't hear correctly. Bottom line, Bill, is it's a discretionary process. It's a discretionary review. If something was being built next to you that you didn't want, you'd certainly have a right to speak up too, and I would guess you probably would be pretty vocal about it. The question is, when it finally lands, what's the discretionary choice?
Well, that is a very interesting and a very good answer to that question, by the way. My guest is Carl Morehouse. He is running for the Ventura City Council. Carl, we've only got about a minute or two left, so help us to understand, prioritize the issues that you think are going to be the most important for Ventura in the next 4 years.
Well, obviously finding money is very critical. My involvement with the League of California Cities is we've been in this constant battle, it seems like, for the last 5 or 6 years with the state who's stealing our money. I've been very committed to my involvement with that organization. You know, now that we're fighting them over the redevelopment money, starting in January, we're going to lose $1.2 million in redevelopment money, which is very important to us. We're doing more things we wanted to do downtown and lose the capacity for doing stuff on the west side. I hope we prevail on that. So continuing to protect us from state raids and more mandates to force us to do stuff without funding is paramount to me. Second thing is, again, to try to find some funding sources. The hospital zone is a good area. The other one we're going to focus on is the auto center, because that's something we realize is a very strong revenue generator for us. And the third one, again, goes back to the aspect of what can we do with tourism. Conjunctively with tourism, we're very aware, because many of our downtown merchants and people on the promenade have continued to be concerned about our homeless population that seems to be growing. That's part of the nationwide economic epidemic. But how do we deal with those visible homeless people that have no place to go? During the wintertime, we have winter warming shelter, but we clearly need to develop a 24/7, 365-day-a-year facility that we can kind of shepherd those people to and get them, hopefully, back through a series of services available in one place, get their lives together, get them off the street.
My guest has been Carl Morehouse. He is seeking his fourth term on the Ventura City Council. Carl, if people like what they hear and they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about your positions, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They'd be happy. I'd be happy to have them email me at my campaign email address. That's Carl 4, the number 4, Ventura, capital C, A-R-L, number 4, Ventura with a capital V, at AOL.com.
That is great. Carl, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, thanks for inviting me.
Take care.